These are two different things. Family matters, life experiences, and how to deal with the outside matters. They do have experience regarding this. But they should also admit the grasp and knowledge that the younger generation of present era has over technology and many other things. So there should be this element of collaboration between the father and his children, that the father should take the suggestions of children in different things. This would develop the confidence of children. You see, when the father criticizes his child on everything, things like, you don't know anything, you're useless, then this demoralizes the child, and due to this criticism, he doesn't even listen to the good things that his father tells him. The son also replies rudely, saying that, Dad, what do you know? Don't do this. The father should say to the child that you are better in few things than I am. I want to learn from you. There's no harm in this because the younger generation is more up to date with the technology and the new ways of the world. When you will listen to some of their suggestions, when you will give them confidence, now you can reason with them that, son, look, I didn't know about this matter and I listened to you in this. And the experience of my life is that if you do this thing, then you will suffer a loss. So let us both benefit from the experience of each other. This honestly beautifies the environment of the home so much. Instead of becoming an inspector, the father should become his children's friend. Same applies to a mother, where instead of becoming an invigilator over her daughter, she should also become her friend. In fact, I read something very beautiful in a book, that become your children's friend before they make bad friends outside. Because there are many things about which you do not talk to your children. Just because you feel embarrassed to do so, or you want formality to remain between you and your children, but then the things that you should have told them about, now they are learning from outside and in a bad manner. Become so friendly with your children that your son talks to you as if you are his friend. Now he will share all his secrets with you and also all his problems with you. He shares many things with his friends outside on the street regarding which he gets unethical and non-shari'i advice. Alhamdulillah, I have seen chemistry between many parents and children. If I talk about my dad, he was my friend. He kept me so much like friends that I would share everything of mine with my father. Because of this approach, the confidence level of children goes sky high. So we should also be like this with our children.
At times, the age gap is also quite big between the son and the father. Like the son would be around 10 years old, while the father would be in 40s or 50s. So is it possible to have such a relationship with such age gap as well?
Yes, absolutely. What you will need to do is that you'll need to bring down the caliber of your discussion. You can't say that, why isn't my son understanding? He's only 10 years old. Bring your discussion level to the age of 10. Now, if there's a PhD lecturer and he's teaching the first standard, then of course he will teach them the relevant syllabus, not that of the PhD level. He will be teaching them basic kids stuff and he will be laughing at himself as well that, what am I teaching? But look at the level of understanding of the children. So in your life, whenever you talk to anyone of any age, then bring your level to the level of the other person. Talk to people according to their level of intellect. The father at times gets irritated that, why isn't my son listening to me? Why doesn't he understand what I'm saying? Well, something that you learned in 50 years, how can he learn it at the age of 10? You should be teaching him what a 10 years old child can understand.
MashaAllah, SubhanAllah.
We love Madani Chai.